Let's talk to Michigan's Calvin University's Dr. Matt Hune, an engineering professor. Big things happening under your professorship and leading the way in a very unique effort. Student body taking a major step toward achieving the university's carbon neutral goal by working across disciplines. Let's talk about a plan for solar energy. Dr. Matt Hune, good morning.
Good morning, Shelley. It's great to be on your show again.
Appreciate you and the time to discuss this project. Remind me of your history with Calvin.
Yeah, I've taught at Calvin for a little over 20 years. My first year was in the semester in the fall of 2002, I should say. And I've been teaching engineering ever since here. I love it. It's a great place to teach and work, and I'm eager to share the story about what my students are doing with you.
Nice. Well, between you and me, it seems like 2002, but I digress. All right, so here we are, and let me just add this stat, if you would agree. According to the National Centers for Environmental Information, this August was the warmest August ever recorded. So do we need to mitigate climate change? I'll start here.
Yeah, definitely. Each month and each year, we're setting records or nearly setting records. And the impact on the ecosphere and human life and human habitation are going to continue to get worse as time goes on. The time is short. We've delayed quite a bit to addressing these challenges. And I think it's important to be able to educate students around these issues and to equip them to be ones who can serve in this way in their careers.
So you gather your students and you talk to them about what needs to be done. And do you come up with a solar energy farm?
Well, that's the question for the students in my class this semester, but not only my class. We have three classes on our campus this semester that are working toward answering the question of what should be the design of a Calvin solar farm. The three classes that we have are my class, which is what we call a thermal systems design class. We have a structural engineering class and a physics class. My class will be doing the system design and figuring out where is the best place on campus to put on campus or off to install solar arrays. The structural engineering class will be looking at roofs and roof loading and whether, what are the potential great spots to install solar panels on roofs, and being careful about how much weight load they'll provide. And then the physics class is going to be doing detailed performance calculations. The customer for this project is the CFO for Calvin, who's very interested in the results of this work and is very much supportive of what we're doing. We also have our physical plant or our facilities head involved in the project. We have the president of the university is sitting in on some of the briefings that the students are providing. And we also have some support from the electronics shop here at Calvin as well. So it's kind of a campus-wide effort this semester to try to find out what would be the best way to do this for our campus. And like you said, in pursuit of our carbon neutrality goals.
So where are you now? Here we are, October 1, when it comes to planning and the actual formation and operation.
Yeah, the students are, in my class anyway, have just started in their teams. We have a team that is focused on mounting on roofs, like I mentioned, a team focused on mounting for car parks. Maybe you've seen solar panels at parking lots. So that's another thing we're exploring. We have two teams working on ground mounting of solar panels, both on campus and off campus. And finally, we have a campus infrastructure and modeling team in my class that's going to be looking at sort of general outlines of what performance is going to look like. And the other two classes are breaking up into their teams as well. The structural engineering class has started looking at various buildings on campus already. The physics class actually begins their work in the second half of the semester. So we're just ramping up. And today, in fact, is the second progress report of my students to the CFO. So we're just getting started. At the end of the semester, we will have a public seminar on the 10th of December that anyone is welcome to come and is invited to attend. And the students will show off their final design. And then it'll be essentially at that point a handoff to the administration for them to decide if they want to run with that design, if they want to modify it a little bit, if they want to get an external view on what this should look like instead of the internal one, and then figure out how to fund it and go for it. So we're still in the planning stages, but it's just, you know, Shelley, it's just so fun to watch the students come to grips with, okay, this is a big project. Most of them don't believe they can do it. But by the end of the semester, they'll be there, and it'll be exciting to watch that final presentation.
That is cool. What are, in general, your students studying? Are they in your field of engineering, of other physics and more?
Yeah, so the students in my particular class are mechanical engineering students. The students in the structural engineering class are civil engineering students. And the physics class, those students are studying physics, but that's actually a general physics course, so there can be students with other majors in there. It's just fun. It is so fun to watch these students with different interests and different backgrounds come together to work hard on this particular project to serve our campus, right? And I view engineering as a service profession. And it's great to see the students getting, making a trial run at that kind of service for their own school, a place that they're invested in, and they want to see be better in the future.
Cool. Dr. Matt Hewn with us, engineering professor at Calvin University, back to talk about how Calvin is leading the way in an effort to take a major step toward achieving a university carbon neutral goal. Yep, talking about a plan for solar energy. And Dr. Hewn is... are other universities potentially carrying out climate action goals and watching how you work?
Yes, absolutely. There are plenty of universities that have gone down this road and are going down this road. Grand Valley, as I understand it, has a solar farm that they've worked out with Consumers Energy. There are plenty of other schools that have carbon neutrality commitments. The work of my students last year, which was focused on choosing a carbon neutrality date, was featured in the USA Today. So our story is getting out there. And there's a whole bunch. In fact, there's an entire organization focused on sustainability in higher education. It's called ASHE, the Association for the Advancement of Sustainability in Higher Education. And if any of your listeners are interested in that organization, they can look them up. And there's plenty of hints and suggestions and examples of what other schools are doing in this area that they can use for their own universities and their own campuses. We rely heavily on the ASHE work and have contributed to some of the case studies that are there. And I think that's a great resource for other schools that are interested in this kind of work.
Very nice. Taking care of our planet. Are you class today?
Yeah, in fact, it's a presentation day today. Like I mentioned, the students will be briefing the CFO. So we'll see where they're at. And we always do the briefing. And then during the briefing, there are pointed questions, and friendly, but pointed questions from the assembled dignitaries. And then I always do a debrief with the students in the next class day to talk about what happened there. And those are always rich times of learning and exploration for the students. It's just a great honor to be, working alongside them for these fantastic goals.
Cool. Be fun to be a fly on the wall watching Dr. Matt Hewn and his in work. All right, you're prepping our future. Thank you very much. Calvin University, again, a university carbon neutral goal, and it's happening under your leadership. Take care to you.
Yes, thank you, Shelley. I appreciate being on the show. Have a great day.